Sorry, we got cut off there. We're continuing Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. So we're at Esve, and Abaye is going to continue to challenge Rav Dimi, but he's now challenging this concept of eating Kedei Achilas Pras. Eating the Kezias and Kedei Achilas Pras is going to be an Isser Mediraisa. So let's see. The challenge comes from, I believe it's a Mishnah in Truma. Not sure. Maybe it's a Mishnah, or maybe it could be it's a Braisa. So Isve Shtei Kederos Achas Shachulin V'Achas Shel Truma V'Lefneim Shei Maduchos Achas Shachulin V'Achas Shel Truma. So you have two pots in front of you. One has Chulin and one has Truma, and you have two Maduchos, like mortars that certain spices were made on or ground on, and Achas Shachulin V'Achas Shel Truma V'Naflu Elu L'Soch Elu. And now some of them fell from some of them, and you don't know which fell into which. Now, if the truma fell into the chulin, or either way, if chulin fell into truma, truma into chulin, now you have a mixture of chulin and truma. That's meduma, and that's going to be a problem. You have to treat it like truma. So mutarin halachas, both are mutar. Wow, why? Shani Omer, because I say truma l'socha truma naflu v'chulin l'socha chulin naflu, because I can assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. Now v'i amrat kezayis b'kedei achilas pras d'araisa. Now if you're going to tell me that if you eat a kezayis worth in kedei achilas pras time, that's a d'araisa principle. So amayimrin and shani Omer truma l'socha v'chulin. Why would I say this? Meaning, when I say shani, when I make this assumption that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin, that's an assumption. It's not a real assumption. We're just like allowed to assume that because we're being makel because it's a derabanan. But if you're telling me that this is a deraisa principle that you eat the a kezayis in kedei achilas pras, then that's a deraisa. Then how do you be able to be makel over here? I'm relying. So he says, "Damn, hanach l'trumas tavlin derabanan." No, don't. That's a case of tavlin of spices and truma by tavlin by spices only derabanan. We don't in the deraisa truma doesn't apply to those things. Right? It only applies to grains and oil and grapes. So esve, another challenge. The Brisa Shtei Kupos Acha, you have two boxes, Acha Shulchun V'Acha Shel Truma Lifneim Beisein Acha Shulchun V'Acha Shel Truma. Very similar. V'Nefu Elusoch Elu Mutarin. Why? Shani Omer. Same principle. Chulin L'Soch Chulin Naflu V'Truma L'Soch Truma Nafla. V'I Amrat Kezayis V'Kedei Achilas Pras D'Raisa Amayimrinan Shani Omer. And if you're going to say that Kedei Achilas Pras D'Raisa, then why do we apply the school of Shani Omer? And over here, we're talking about things that sound like they are chayav and truma midiraisa. So amar le hanach l'truma bizman hazed derabanan. No, but again, truma in general nowadays is only derabanan. So that's where we're able to be makel over here. However, in the case where truma was deraisa, then we would be then we would not be allowed to play Ani Omer. But don't says Rav Dimi, don't tell me that you have a challenge to my principle that in the case of Deraisa that Kedei Achilas Pras is Deraisa principle. Okay, v'hai mishras lahachi huda asa. But hold on, this mishras this is something that we learned in the previous stuff, that the word mishras found by which is like where something absorbs or is infused with the flavor of grapes, that it's going to be usher to a nazir. And we learned on the previous amud at the bottom of mem gimel amud beis that mishras. Right, Mishras teaches us, at least Rabbi Yochanan learning that all the Isurim in the Torah ain heter mitzarif l'isur chutz me isuri nazir. That nazir is only case of heter being mitzarif l'isur. So now the Gemara asks, v'hai Mishras l'hachiyu das? Is that really what it teaches? V'hai mibay le'ilichet titanya? But don't we need the word Mishras teach us what we learned in the Brisa that teaches us? Mishras, now turning over to Memdad Amabez, litain tam ke'ikr. Sheim, that doesn't it teach us tam ke'ikr, the principle that taste is like as if it's there, meaning that This is not the principle of heter being mitzaref l'isser. Is a different principle. Heter mitzaref l'isser means that you have something mutter and something and a piece of mutter and a piece of isser, a piece of heter and a piece of isser, and that combines to make the shear, the minimum shear for isser. Tam ke'ikar, however, is a principle that even if the taste is imparted, but the original isser is not there, but the taste is imparted, then the new thing that has the, absorbed the taste is completely usser itself. It's a different principle. So we learn. So the Bryce over here says we learn tam ke'ikar from Mishras. She'im shara anavim b'mayim, that if you soak grapes in water, v'yesh behen tam yayin, chayiv, you're chayiv for that water that has the tam of yayin, even though there's no grapes in it right now. Mikan atadam lechol haTorah kula, and from here you apply it to the entire Torah. Uma nasar, right? So meaning it's a principle. So again, back it we're just in the world of this brisa. We learn from Mishras, which is a word by Nazir, and a principle by Nazir, the tam keikar, and the brisa is saying we apply this to all areas of halacha. Why? Because we can learn a kav chomer. Uma nasar she'ini suro iser olam. The any right nazir is not an isser olam. It's not a permanent usser. It's only usser until the end of your nazirus. Veini suru isser hana, and there's no isser hana, right? It's only isser achila. Veyesh heter le suro, and there's also a way to be matir the isser by being matir the neder of the nazirus with you know in front of tamei chachamim, etc. And so even though nazir is a lenient area of Isser for these three reasons. But Asabo Tam Ke'ikr, but we apply this Chumra of Tam Ke'ikr. So Kilayim, She'isuru Isser Olam, V'isuru Isser Hana, V'ein Heter Le'isuru, like something like Kilayim, which does not have these three kulos. It's stricter in three ways. Ein Odin, She'asa Tam Ke'ikr. Isn't it a kavachomer that we could apply this principle of tam keikar? V'hu adin la'orla b'shtayim. And you can also apply it to orla with these two cases. Now, orla is stricter than nazir in two of these ways, not in the third way. Because orla is it doesn't have a permanent isser because after 3 years it's actually going to be mutter. So, but however, the other things, there's no way to be matter the isser of orla and usser ba'na. So anyway, orla and this other case of Kilayim are both more strict than Nazir, so we should apply Tam Ke'ikar from there too. But so now here's the question: we said Rabbi Yochanan said that from Mishras we learned the principle of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, and that you don't apply it, you know, to every other case. And now, but this Brisa says that it teaches us Tam Ke'ikar, which is a different principle. Also, by the way, it says that you apply it outwards, but we'll hold off on that question for now. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbanon hi, v'Rabbi Yochanan damar k'Rabbi Akiva. You know, this Brisa reflects the opinion of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva. So, hi Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva are you talking about? Which teaching of Rabbi Akiva do you learn that Rabbi Yochanan saying that Mishras teaches Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. So Ilema Rabbi Akiva Dimas Nisan, if you're going to teach, if you mean Rabbi Akiva of the following Mishnah, it's not that we learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer Nazir Shashara Pita Bayayin Vayesh Bolitzarif Kadei Kazayis Chayiv. So maybe you're referring to this Mishnah where it says that a Nazir, Rabbi Akiva says that a Nazir who soaks his bread in wine and there is in it combined to make a Kazayis Chayiv, Yechayiv. So maybe you'll say, see, here's Heter being Mitzdarif L'Isser. Because we have bread and wine, and it says if it combines to be a Kazayis. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Umimai, dimipas umiyayin. How do you know that we're talking about wine and bread combined? Dilma miyayin l'chudei. Maybe we're talking about where there's bread, and if there's enough bread, sorry, if there's enough wine in the bread. But not that the bread is joining with the wine, it's that, and Rashi points out the lesson of the Litzarif of combining, is that if all the wine in this bread combined will be a Kazayis itself, then it'll be, you're violating the law, then there's the Chiyuv. Meaning Rabbi Akiva over here says that bread that absorbed wine, if there's enough that it's a kazayis, you're chayiv. So we originally think, oh, maybe this is a source of a heter being mitzarif l'iser. And then we say, no, the bread is not being mitzarif to the wine. The wine, in this case, you're chayiv when the wine itself in the bread is mitzarif to be a kezias. The bread is not a factor here. Maybe you could say that. So don't tell me that this Rabbi Akiva, this Mishnah holds, necessarily holds that heter is mitzarif l'iser. So v'chitema miyayin l'chudei, and if you're going to tell me that from the wine itself, my lememra, then what's it coming to teach me, right? If you're going to tell me that, so no, we're talking about where there's enough wine in its own, a kezias of wine, so what's it going to teach me? Ha'kamash malan, so maybe it comes to teach me, to afagav de teruvus, even though it's a teruvus, right? So, right, you might respond to me, hold on. There's no way this Mishnah is talking about where it's just a kezias of wine itself in bread. Because obviously, if it's a full kezias of wine, even if it's in bread, it's a full kezias of wine that the Nezer is having. Of course it's usher. So if you're going to tell me that, I might tell you, no. It still needs to teach me this because it's a teruvus now. Now that the wine is absorbed into the bread, so even if there's a full kezias of wine in there, maybe I would think that because it's mixed into the bread, it's not actually it's now it's a teruvus and there would be no chiyuv over here. So comes to teach us kamash malan. No, that even if there's a kezias of wine itself in bread. So therefore, we can't assume that this teaching, this mission of Rabbi Akiva, is necessarily saying heter mitzarif le'iser. El Rabbi Akiva de Brisa. So rather, Rabbi Akiva the following Brisa. The time that we learned the Brisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer Nazir Shishara Pito Biyayin Ve'achak Zayas Mipas Umiyayin Chayev. So this is explicit that he soaks his bread in wine and then he eats a kazayas combined of bread and wine, he's chayiv. Aha, okay. So we see over here that Rabbi Akiva indeed holds heter mitzarif le'iser. For Rabbi Akiva, tam ki'ikar minole. Okay, fine. So this is the Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Yochanan is based on, who says that we learn from Nazir, from Mishras, that heter is mitzarif le'iser. And the Rabbanan that we quoted in the Brisa at the top of the Amud, they hold that, no, we learn tam ki'ikar from Mishras. So now we want to know, well, where does Rabbi Akiva, he has the principle of Tam Ke'ikr, where does he learn that from? At least in some cases. So Rabbi Tam Ke'ikr, Minale, so Yalif, Mi Basar V'Chalav. Maybe he learns it from Basar V'Chalav, right? Lav Tama Ba'amahu, V'Asr, isn't Basar V'Chalav. Typically, it's where there's meat cooked in milk. So you don't see the milk Be'ain, the milk is just imparted flavor into the meat, and nevertheless, it's usher. So hachanami loshna over here too. It doesn't make a difference, even if it's just tam. It's keikar. So we learn tam keikar from basar b'chalav. V'rabbanan mibasar b'chalav. So why did the rabbanan learn it from mishras by nazir? Why don't they learn from basar b'chalav? V'rabbanan mibasar b'chalav lo gamrinan dechidushu. They say no. Basar b'chalav is a big chidish. It's a unique case, and because it's a unique case, you can't use this as the binyan av, as the paragon to learn other cases from. This cannot be a paradigmatic case. Why not? What's the big chiddush of Basar B'Chalav? My chiddush. So we are going to have two possibilities. Maybe you're going to tell me, what's the chiddush of Basar B'Chalav? Basar B'Chalav, that basar on its own is mutter, chalav on its own is mutter, but you mix them together, it's usser. That's a big chiddush by Basar B'Chalav, and therefore you can't learn if we learn Tam Ke'ikr by Basar B'Chalav, you can't apply that in other cases because Basar B'Chalav is a chiddush. But no, hold on. Kilayim Nami. Also, these two plants on their own are fine. Only when they're mixed together is it usher. So that's not really a chiddush by Basar B'Chalav. Okay. So what's the chiddush by Basar B'Chalav? Ella de itaru le kule yoma b'chalva shari bashule bashule usher. That what's the chiddush by Basar B'Chalav? That if you would put the meat in the milk and it'd be sitting there the entire day, it would be mutter. Right? You wash it off and midiraisa it's mutter. But if once you cook it, all of a sudden it's usher. That's a big chiddush by Basar B'Chalav. And therefore the Rabbanan say, Basar B'Chalav, even though, yes, we see Tam Kikar by Basar B'Chalav, but we cannot learn it from there because it's a chiddush dikka case. Therefore we learn it from Mishras. But hold on, Rabbi Akiva, nami Basar B'Chalav vade chiddushu. Rabbi Akiva must also subscribe to this obvious point that Basar B'Chalav is a chiddush. How can you use this as a binyan for anything? So the Gemara says, you're right, the Gemara concedes. Ella, Yalif mi Geulei Nachrim. Rather, we learn from Geulei Nachrim. Guli Nachrim is that you have to do Haggalah for Kalim of Nachrim, of non-Jews, right? We learn this from the war against Midian in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Chukas. So Miguli Nachrim, Lav Tama Ba'amahu Va'asr, right? Over here you have Kalim, and the Kalim has imparted, the non-kosher food imparted a taste in the Kalim, but the food's not there anymore, and you still have to do Haggalah and get rid of it. So, what must it be? Isn't it Tam Ba'amahu Va'asr? So that shows us Tam Kikr. We learn Tam Kikr from Guli Nachrim, from the Haggalah, the boiling out, the purging that you have to do, of Kalim of Nachrim. Hachanami Loshna. Here too, Tom Kicker, we can apply this broadly. Rabbanan, so that's what Rabbi Akiva learns from. Rabbanan Guli Kalim Nachrim Nami Chidashu. The Rabbanan, we have to explain why would the Rabbanan not learn Tom Kicker from here. They feel the need to learn it from Mishras by Nazir. Why don't they learn from Guli Nachrim? So they say, because this is also Chidish. What's the Chidish? Taha Kol Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter. The Gamrinan, right? Because they say, anything that's no saint tam lifgam, anything that imparts a taste negatively, it would be mutter. Digamrinam in nevela, which is something that we learned from nevela. We have Rashi over here explains that from the pasuk of lo sokol kol nevela lager v'gomer haruui lager kriya nevela. What's fitting for a ger is called nevela. She'ena really a ger, ain't no kriya nevela. But it's not called nevela if it's not fitting for even a ger to eat. If it's something that's lifgam, so something. Even if something usher imparts flavor, but if it imparts the flavor negatively, that's tam lifgam, and it's not going to be usher. So in general, say the Rabbanan, that's a principle. V'hacha usher, but even though this tam that was imparted by the usher food into the kalim, even though now whatever taste is going to come, it's lefgam, it's old, and it's not going to taste good. And nevertheless, in this case, you have to do Haggalah, so it's usher. That's a big chiddush, say the Rabbanan. And since it's a big chiddush, yes, we see Tom Kaker over here, but we can't. It's a chiddush case. We can't apply it across the board. That's why we hold that we learn Tom Kaker from Mishras by Nazir. Rabbi Akiva. So wait, hold on. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva also see this as a chiddush? It's a case of tam lifgam, and nevertheless, it's aser. So doesn't Rabbi Kiva also say it's a chiddush? Rabbi Kiva can Rav Chia berede Rav Huna da Amar lo aser Torah ela bekadera bas yoma. No, because Rabbi Akiva holds like Rav Chia berede Rav Huna, who says that the Torah only asered it if it's a kadera bas yoma, that if it's a kadera pot that was used within the day, and hilkach lav no sin tam lifgam. Who? That in general the principle is that no sin tam lifgam if it's not bas yoma, if it's the next day, if it was this is a discussion how long it was, but let's say a full day later, whatever taste was in there from yesterday is not going to be in there today. In fact, when you get hilchos kashrus shilos, so one of the first questions we're going to ask obviously is if there's heat and transferred, but also another question is if the kli that became, put mixed with the opposite type of food, whether dairy or milk, dairy or fleishiks, was it used within 24 hours? Because if it's eno ben yomo, if it was not used within 24 hours, it's going to be tam lifgam. So that's Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a kedera bas yoma. That's when it's usher. But if it's hilkach lav nosin tam lifgam hu, we're talking about a case where it's not tam lifgam, and therefore says Rabbi Akiva, it's not a chiddush. This case is not a chiddush. It's where we're talking about kalim that were used within 24 hours, and it's therefore not tam lifgam, whatever taste is imparted on the new food, and therefore we learn tam kicker. It's not a chiddush case. We learn tam kicker from here. You don't need to learn from Nazir. V'rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say back? Rabbanan kedera bas yoma nami lo efshar delo pagma porsa. And Rabbanan say, even if it's within 24 hours, there's no way that it doesn't take away a little bit. It doesn't detract a little bit. The tam, if there's any tam left over in these kalim, it's going to impart negatively, even if it's from that day. And that so they fundamentally disagree on on Tam Lifgam, it sounds like. Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan argue about Tam Lifgam, whether it's even Tam Lifgam, even if it's the same day, or only if it's the next day. And since they hold it's even the same day, therefore the case over here of Geulei Nachrim is a big Chiddush, and therefore they're not going to learn Tam Ke'ikr from here, they learn it from Mishras by Nazir. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not a big Chiddush, because I hold it's Nosin Tam Lifgam, it's not Nosin Tam Lifgam here, therefore this case is not a Chiddush, we can learn Tam Ke'ikr from the case over here of the case over here of Geulei Nachrim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Amar li Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avya l'Rav Ashi mid Rabbanan nishma l'Rabbi Akiva. That from the Rabbanan we learn, from understanding the Shita of the Rabbanan, we can now understand the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Mi lo amri Rabbanan mishras l'tein tam ke'ikar mekana t'dan l'choli surim shabbatorah. The Rabbi Akiva nami mishras l'heter mitzarif l'isra mekana t'dan l'choli surim shabbatorah kula. You know, actually, this part I actually recorded in the Shir on Mem Hei Amud Aleph, so you can go to there and hear the rest of the Gemara. Hatzlacha.